There are always a handful of anti-abortion bills filed during a legislative session, some proposing to outlaw all abortions in hopes of an eventual Supreme Court ruling leaving abortion laws up to individual states. In Texas, legislators have increasingly restricted abortion rights over the last several sessions, from requiring parental consent to last session's sonogram law, which requires pregnant women to watch an ultrasound and wait 24 hours before having an abortion performed. Prior to this session, Governor Perry threw his weight behind a bill that would restrict how late after pregnancy a woman can have an abortion. Texas Right to Life Director Elizabeth Graham.
The preborn pain protection bill would spare babies who can feel pain from late abortions, and that would take effect at 20 weeks.
The bill was already a favorite among the state's more conservative lawmakers. Graham says she's already getting calls pledging support. Governor Rick Perry took time during speeches in the Texas House and Senate Monday to make sure lawmakers were aware of his focus.
We also need to better protect our most vulnerable citizens. That's the unborn. We need to expand the ban on abortion to any child that can feel the pain of that procedure and put in place common sense oversights in those clinics and those physicians that are overseeing it.
House Speaker Joe Strauss has not said whether or not he supports the bill. When asked about it Monday, he simply said the items at the top of his agenda were public education, state infrastructure, and water. Texas Right to Life's Graham says in the Senate, that chamber's two-thirds rule, which allows a minority to block bills, didn't stop last session's ultrasound bill, and she doesn't expect trouble this session.
Not every Republican in our state legislature votes pro-life, and we do carry a few pro-life Democrats. And so we've generally been able to work with members from both sides of the aisle to build consensus on the pro-life issues, which is an issue that transcends party lines.
But first, there are committee hearings and floor debates. The first bills of the session won't head to the governor's desk until March. Reporting from the Texas Capitol, Ben Philpott, KUT News.